Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting third. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Red Ruffing. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Skarret. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Van Camp. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willsie Moore. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willsie Moore. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Van Camp can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball four. Cook moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lazzari fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Skarret is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarret hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Van Camp reaches second base with a double. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball four. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Moore, and towards Rhein, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering strikes out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook, who is chasing the ball. Reeves reaches third base with a triple. Willsey Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Reeves scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rein hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Rein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards first. Van Camp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Scarrett hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Van Camp hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cook. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Cook steals second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering strikes out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliver. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Larry applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dickey moves to third. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dickey scores. Two outs. It's Yankees, 1, Red Sox, 1. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Larry reaches second base with a double. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. It's 2-1, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Reeves strikes out. One out. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Wilson Moore. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards third. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 2 in the game. Rhein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Hadley Senby now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Rhein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Hoag trying to get to third. Oliver throws the ball into Pickering, who tags Hoag for the out. Dickey moves to second. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruffing hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Combs. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Combs steals second. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Jim Brillhart now pitching. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Combs scores. There goes Larry trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 7-1, Yankees. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Van Camp scoops it up and throws to first, with Brillhart covering, for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-3 in the game. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Reeves scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-2 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. Pickering goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Yankees. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. One out. Tom Winsett pinch hits for Jim Brillhart. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliver scores. It's 7-4, Yankees. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-3 in the game. Rein hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Klein now pitching. Merrill Hoge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ruffing hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 0-for-3 in the game. Skarrat hits a fly ball into left field. Hoge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Van Camp hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reeves fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cook moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pickering hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Hoge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.